We get green every month thanks to guests on behalf of the U.S. Green Building Council and more. My next guest in the process of being green probably daily. Our topic today, the WELL Building Standard. Mike Workman, Project Coordinator, and Andrea Terrian, Operations Manager with Catalyst Partners. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Andrea, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, we'll start with you, Andrea. Introduce yourself, your organization, and your role at Catalyst.
Thank you for having us this morning. So we work for Catalyst Partners, and we're a sustainability consulting company right in Grand Rapids. And so we help companies achieve different environmental certifications, such as LEED, WELL, BREEAM, and the Living Building Challenge.
You know all that lingo on the back of your hand, don't you? Mike?
Good morning. I'm a project coordinator with Catalyst Partners. And I assign lead projects for our reviewers to go over. So any building that a lot of buildings that are pursuing a lead certification have a chance to be funneled through our company.
Let's hope you're busy because we want everybody to be lead certified, don't we? Let's go back and forth with answers to the questions. And obviously, the first question is: what is the WELL Building Standard?
The WELL Building Standard is the first building standard that focuses solely on the health and well-being of the occupants in the building. It's designed to reach 100% of the building occupants, not just through building design and construction, but also by positively impacting human behavior. So allowing employees or occupants of the building to make the better choice in terms of fitness and nutrition and where they're working. We'll talk more about what that means when we discuss some of the components of WELL.
Who governs the standard?
So the WELL was originally designed by a company called Delos, and it was based on 7 years of studies about health in the workplace and how that affects employees. And now it's governed by the International WELL Building Institute.
Does WELL stand for something? Is it? No, it's just WELL.
Just wellness. Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Share some of the components of WELL. Let's dig deep here.
So within the WELL Building Standard, there are 7 main concepts: air, water, light, nourishment, fitness, comfort, and mind. Within those 7 main concepts, there are preconditions and optimizations that a building can choose from. Preconditions are something that a building must achieve, and optimizations are features that that a building can pursue to bolster their certification level, whether it's certified, silver, gold, or platinum.
Platinum's the icing on the cake?
The icing on the cake, yes.
Mention a few types of things that would be measured for a WELL building certification.
So there are things under each concept that can be measured. And so, for example, under air quality, VOCs would be measured, volatile organic compounds. And that's actually tested by a WELL assessor. They come to your building and test the VOCs in the air. And other things that would be tested and measured are the amount of fresh air that comes into the building.
Which is a good thing, right?
Yes, we want fresh air circling through our buildings. Yep. And then for water, the different components of the water. So they'll test chlorine and all of the different contaminants, inorganic and organic contaminants in the water. And we're fortunate in Michigan to have such good water that, for the most part, that we in the Grand Rapids area, Lake Michigan. So the number of fruits and vegetables that are offered to employees, the placement of stairs within a building, sit-stand workstations, noise levels in different areas of the office, the amount of daylight and the access to windows, the placement of stairs in a building. All of those things, WELL is a really holistic look at health. So it's not just looking at nutrition and fitness. It's looking at everything inside of a building that affects our health that we don't always think of. So things like daylight and air quality and water quality.
You'd probably tell me to open up my blinds, but then I couldn't focus on you. So What are the benefits to a building owner? You're somewhat summarizing this, yeah.
Yeah, one of the biggest benefits is going to be an increase in productivity and satisfaction of your employees. And employers like happy employees, so that's one of the biggest benefits. Another one is attraction and retention of employees and top talent in the marketplace. If you have a certification that says that you go above and beyond for your employees, that's going to allow people to key in on your company and seek you out. And those prospective employees are going to have confidence that they're going to be working in a healthy building because there is a standard that has been set.
What about the comparison to LEED? Is it similar to LEED? How does it differ from LEED?
It's a building rating system that's focused on the health and well-being of the occupants. So it has a crossover of about 15% with LEED. If you were getting a LEED version 4 certified platinum building, it's going to have about a 15% of the content that overlaps. LEED is really focused on the amount of energy that a building consumes, where materials are sourced, and the waste involved with the construction process. Well is really focused on the health and well-being of the building occupants. So while the construction of the building is part of that, it's really focused on how that construction impacts the people that are going to be occupying the building.
Talk about greening every month. Our Getting Green segment guest today talking about the WELL Building Standard. From Catalyst Partners, Mike Workman and Andrea Tarian. And I understand you both recently received your personal WELL accredited professional. What does that mean?
Yes, we did. We're very excited about it. We studied for quite a few months and we passed the WELL accredited professional exam. So that makes us subject experts in the field. It's still a very new standard, so it's really exciting to have that accreditation, and it also means that we're able to consult with companies if they're interested in becoming WELL certified. We do have the knowledge to help assist with that. So at Catalyst Partners, we are a consulting company, and that is the nature of our work, and that's something that we're able to do.
Yes. What was this a career plan for you?
So I originally started in accounting and finance. So my role at Catalyst Partners is finance, HR, more of the operations management. But I'm also a fitness instructor and a health coach. So this is the direction that I'm going in my career. Yeah.
Careers take a lot of directions. Follow them. How about you, Mike? What's your background?
I was a graduate of Grand Valley, a liberal arts degree in business and environmental studies. So this has kind of been a journey for me to arrive here, but I've had a very varied business background, a lot dealing with customer service.
Any projects happening in West Michigan that can be mentioned, or in Michigan in general?
We're currently working on one project in the West Michigan area. It's a pilot project, one of only two that are registered in the world at the moment. We're very excited about it. And unfortunately, we cannot share any specifics about it at the moment, but more news to come.
But it sounds like it's good news.
It's very good
news.
It's good. Anything else to share as we always end with that particular statement? I'll start with you, Andrea.
I think that in the built environment, especially in office environments where we sit all day, health is really important and it's really becoming more of an issue. So the top three health issues currently in the workplace are stress, mental health, and obesity. Mm-hmm. And also with insurance rates rising, continuing to rise, employers are just really taking more of a responsibility for their health and well-being of their employees and really moving in that direction with wellness programs and things like that. So this is just a way to benchmark all of those things and to really say, hey, we're going to take good care of our employees and we want to have a healthy building where employees are happy and to do their jobs and they're productive. And So this is just a way to prevent those health issues and keep happy employees.
Great. Mike?
It's an exciting field. It's definitely a hot topic nowadays. And as Andrea said, we're ready to help those who are looking to pursue this certification, and I'm excited just to bring it to the marketplace.
Great. How do people get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with us directly through our website, www.catalyst-partners.com. Or simply by sending an email to info@catalyst-partners.com.
Great. Talking about the WELL building standard. I like that word, WELL. Mike Workman and Andrea Tarian. Thank you very much on behalf of Catalyst Partners and our Getting Green segment. Good day to you.